Joined now by Knoxville softball player Emma Duncan following the Panthers' dramatic 5-2 win over 4A number 6 Bondurant Farrar. And Emma, let's just talk about that. A ranked team you just knocked off that was ranked higher than you are. How's that feel to maybe kind of send a message to everybody, hey, we're here to play too?
Yes, it was a very great start to the week, and we always love coming in, especially on our home field, and just showing people what we got, and it was definitely a team win tonight. Sierra and Ashland did great on the mound, and our defense was pretty good all around too.
Let's talk about the beginning of this season. Start out 5-0 and hit that bump down at Centerville, but seems like this team just lets whatever adversity fall right off of them. It seems like very tough-minded, I can think.
Yes, we have a lot of people on this team that are very good about keeping everybody up, keeping everybody energized, and even when we're still low, we've got those sturdy people to lean on, and they keep us up, they keep us going. And the beginning of the season has very much been all team. We've had great games as teams. We work together well. We play together well, and we just have fun well.
Yeah, you playing the shortstop there. You're called on to be the leader, as Coach Smith has talked to me about. What's your responsibility out there?
My responsibility is just to keep everybody's heads in the game, know what we're doing next, what the next play is, and where the ball should be going.
Talk about beginning of your season. What's been your thoughts of your at-bat in the field and everything?
My at-bats, they've gotten better. They've definitely improved since last year. I'm swinging with more confidence. I'm attacking earlier than I was last year. I feel better all around at the plate. Defense is always can use a little work, but we're getting there, getting my range back. And, yeah, just having fun.
What kind of aspirations does this team have? You got everybody, almost everybody back from last year, and you thought that you probably could have maybe gone a little further last year in 3A, up in 4A. Obviously, state tournament's been bannered about this team as well.
Yeah, we're definitely contention for conference at least, and we just got to keep the ball rolling on that. But, yeah, we've definitely got a state-caliber team if we keep everybody in the right positions, keep everybody healthy, keep everybody's minds in the game, and we just got to get there together as a team.
You mentioned the conference first. Is that goal number one, get the conference? Because Knoxville hadn't won a conference championship in several years.
Yes, that's goal number one, and then we just got to keep working at that. But goal number two is definitely to advance further than we do in districts normally.
And, let's talk about that pitching staff. You got Ashlyn, Sierra, and let's not forget about Jaden. She's pretty good, too. This pitching staff is pretty good in 3A, stepping it up to 4A, and they beat, one of the better 4A teams on Tuesday night.
Yes, I'm definitely glad they're all back, and I love them all so much. And we just got to, the defense, we got to keep them in the game. We got to adjust to the pitchers. We can't be better with one pitcher than we are the other, and we just got to have their backs.
Wednesday night against Albia. Thoughts on that game? Trying to get back on the saddle for the conference chase.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. They're coming to our house. We're just going to have fun. We're going to hit the ball, play great defense all around, and hopefully come out with a win.
Emma, best of luck, and hopefully we'll talk about a win.
Thank you.